श्री परमात्मने नमः। Some fans have written there some problems in the letters here. When I am in company of a person who is not honest, should I distance myself? Or is this an opportunity to be detached inside? How to avoid the feeling of anger with the person, superiority and patronizing? Such situations come in everybody's life sometimes. This is a world consisting of people having very different nature. And we have to live in this world. We are born here. We have to live in the world. We have to live with the people. We will always come across some people whom we like and some people whom we do not like. So in such situations, as the seeker has written, suppose somebody finds out that the person one is coming in contact with is not honest, one should not feel angry, agitated. One should not have an element of hate, as that saying goes, hate, dislike or hate the evil, not the evildoer. So we should not hate anybody. Perhaps we may ourselves be having certain drawbacks more than anybody else, who knows. We should be tolerant. In fact, whenever a situation comes which we do not like, it is a greater opportunity for inner growth. This I tell you. Everybody is happy in the company of the person one likes. But when there is the company of a person one does not like, and one has to live, then there is a opportunity for inner growth. How? Inner growth in tolerance. Tolerance is a great virtue. For large-heartedness. And whenever we come across a person whom we do not like, if we are patient enough, we will find out some virtue in that person also. There is nobody in the world without virtue, there is nobody in the world without vice. Perfection is in God only. So we should be tolerant, patient, considerate, full of consideration for others' weaknesses. We should never tolerate our own weakness. We should be very hard on our own self. We should be tolerant about others. And as regards the question whether I should get detached, yes, inner detachment is a good thing. There is nothing wrong in that. It should be there. But in behavior, effort should be made that the behavior is courteous, polite, gentle. Even when somebody behaves with us rudely, our test is not to reply in the same coin. That is the test. And where else one would find a greater example than Jesus Christ? we should remember how tolerant he was for those who were throwing stones on him, even for those who took him to the cross. So much love for the whole humanity. And that is the reason that we seek light from him even today, after thousands of years. We have to follow the path shown by great persons like him. As regards distancing from such person, it is desirable. There is no harm in it. Keeping a distance from those whom you see as dishonest is better. But you cannot always keep the distance. The problem is this. Having nearness to those who are saintly, good, having virtues helps us. Having distance from those who have negative things in them also helps us. But the problem is that this coming into contact is not always in your hands. In the arrangement of nature, you are placed somewhere. You have to be with some people you don't like. In the office, there are people whom you don't like, but you have to be with them. So, we should develop in our tolerance, difference of opinion. Democracy in itself has great virtues in it. One of the great virtues in democracy is to respect those who don't agree with us and be calm and polite. Then those virtues develop. Of course, the feeling of superiority is very bad and patronizing. There are bad things, characteristics of being egoistic. All are sons and daughters of the same Father God. On what basis and why should we have superiority at all? This attitude should be there.